Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi. We are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues. I assure you we're not trying to sell you anything. All of your responses will remain strictly confidential. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
92.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, the media in the United States, I would like to ask you, ma'am, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Afro-American.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
And are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Now, there was an election in Virginia in November the 7th, 2023. Did you get a chance to vote in that election?
Yes.
It's still a long time away, but if the next mayor elections in the country will be the presidential elections taking place in November of 2024, how likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
If I'm still in any shape to get to the polls, I would vote yes.
Okay. From the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Okay. And in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? Like jobs and the economy. Oh, go ahead.
I think the economy.
And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's elections? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, months before the election.
Months before the election.
In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia? In your own words.
I think people are being forced to follow undemocratic notions, you know, from
undemocratic
their leaders.
Motions? If you don't mind me asking.
I mean, like abortion and voting rights and the whole bit. A lot of that stuff is in danger. That's basically democracy is in danger. The Constitution is being ignored and fiddled around and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm not originally from Virginia. It's hard for me to deal with Virginia.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
You hope that people will be respectful of other people's opinions and feelings and not try to pass laws that deal with politics, because that seems to be where a lot of people are.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or have you likely would have voted had you participated in that election? Only Democratic or only Republican?
Definitely Democratic. Anything that will help us from having Donald Trump involved in our nation, period.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issues, campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. Please tell me whether you experience these things in this election cycle. Here's the first one. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, or Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, Spanish language, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers or someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail or family members or friends talking about the elections or church, social clubs or community groups. Which of these would apply?
You named a lot of things. Let's see, what was the first one you said?
Sure, no problem. It's English language TV ads. And
okay,
then the following
hold on.
Is Spanish.
Did you pick up on the name Hernandez? Because that's my daughter's husband's name. I'm definitely nothing Spanish. I speak no Spanish, period. My family doesn't speak Spanish. My son-in-law, who is from Santo Domingo, speaks Spanish, and he tried to teach everybody stuff, but, you know, they kind of ignore him.
Okay. Well, from the options that I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? English language TV ads?
English, yeah.
Okay. And moving along, and thank you so much for your patience. You're doing great. We are almost done here. Now, did you remember anything specific, a thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th elections in Virginia that specifically impacted how you or if you vote it in this election, a yes or no?
What I heard impacted me? Is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Ma'am.
Already made up my mind. There's
okay.
Nothing anyone
and did you
can do.
Thank you. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote for which candidate you would support for the Virginia Assembly? Yes or no?
No.
Why? In your own words.
I think I just explained that to you. I do not want the Republicans in power, period. I don't like their ideas. The Republican Party is not.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. Just for one thing, ma'am, I am required to read verbatim. I'm not allowed to skip these questions, so I do have to ask them. But I do understand, and thank you so much. So you just stated you do not want the Republicans in power, correct?
Right.
Okay. And thank you so much again for your patience. If you have any other questions, go ahead and feel free to ask me, and I'll be more than happy to help you with it. Moving along, now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote in the elections, yes or no?
No, I won't change my mind. If I'm able to talk and walk, I will vote, and strictly Democratic.
Okay. And moving along with the following, I would like to ask you, which of the following issue played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted in the November 7th elections in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? Here are the options: abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly or giving Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
I think I would still go along with the economy, because that's affecting people in so many different ways.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the election this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, just tell me if it's very convincing to you. Somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing. Here's the first one. Mega Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedom. And they are only interested in one thing, power. If mega Republicans with total control of the Virginia Assembly, they'll pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, paid for by working people. Do you find this very convincing or not convincing at all?
It's very convincing.
The other message is it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky pass sweeping new abortion bans. Mega Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incense, or the health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who performed abortion would end up in jail. Now, do you have to look far to know where mega Republicans want to take Virginia? Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this very convincing or not convincing at all?
I am a nurse, and I think it's none of men's business to tell women what to do with their bodies. They're the ones who have to bear the burden of maybe not being able to afford more babies. And I always think, you know, sex, the seeds are fertilized, and most of the time, most of them go down the toilet. So that's involuntary abortion. So if a woman cannot handle more babies, or it was an accident or a crime, how or why would they ban abortion and punish doctors? That's ridiculous. It's not even human. It just makes no sense. It's none of their business. That should be between a woman and her man and the doctors, not politicians. They're not bearing babies. They're just sitting up there making laws about abortion. Why, I do not know. They're not all Christians.
Thank you again. So from the options I have here, ma'am, do you want me to mark down for you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
What the Republicans think, not at all convincing.
Okay. The other message says the following. 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done. And they've delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss by making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs. There's so much more than can be done. But it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican assembly to make Governor Youngkin's up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing? Okay. Not very convincing or not at all convincing to a podcast?
Not at all. Because
okay.
I don't believe that.
Okay. And this one here says Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life on of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limit on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion. That's the truth. Do you find this convincing or unconvincing?
Reasonable limits. It seems that, I'm sorry, I just think that's none of their business. You know, I don't understand why they keep bringing women's bodies and choices into politics. It doesn't make sense. I don't understand why there's so much emphasis on abortion. What do these men, they're the ones that force women to need abortions to begin with. I'm sorry, I'm 92 and I've been around a lot of people and what they say and what they do when people don't see what they do. They appear dignified and act like they know what they're doing. A lot of them are snakes in the grass and immoral. I'm not saying that's just Republicans. I'm just, you know, I'm not anti-male, but I'm sorry. A lot of the males trying to make laws, and a lot of them are not the greatest human beings.
Well, from the options I have, what do you want me to mark down for you? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. We are starting to wrap this up, and thank you again for your patience. The following says, it's common sense. Democrats do apologize. Domestic abusers should not get guns. But Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace mega extremists who vote against stopping domestic abuse from getting a gun. Even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement job harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will help keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing, because all over the world people don't have guns, and I don't understand why there's so much freedom here with people with guns. We no longer live in an age where you have to worry about being attacked by Indians or whatever. And we did have a good police force. There's no reason, if everybody got rid of their guns except law enforcement, it would be a much better world. But you got criminals with a lot of influence, and they're not going to want to get rid of guns. But anybody nowadays, they really want a gun, they can get one. Every day, somebody shot somebody. Somebody is killed by a gun in this area and other areas. Well, every day.
I'm sorry to hear that. From the options I have, which one do you want me to mark down for you? Not very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Okay. This last one here says, today, radical Virginia Democrat politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicide are at a 20-year high in some Virginia county.
I have to answer my phone, okay?
Oh, I can wait, ma'am. So we can finish the survey. We are at the last of the survey now. I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. I can wait.